You're listening to Aligned and Unfiltered with Daniela, Demi, and Ness. We're making spirituality real, raw, and relatable.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
We've got a fun one today. Excited for this one.
I can't see you.
I'm just excited.
I'm just excited.
Ness is excited because she gets to be unfiltered.
Unfiltered AF.
Okay, so we reached out to a whole heap of different people in business in this space, and
when we say this space, we mean in like spirit, like who runs quote unquote spiritual businesses.
Valid. Should have clarified. So we reached out to a whole heap of people in this space, running their own spiritual businesses, and we asked for them to share some of the things that seem to pop up over and over in the DMs, some of the things that they notice a lot in the community, some pet peeves, and you know, just to share their insights on the behind the scenes.
Yeah, we'll be sprinkling ours in there as well. You won't know which ones belong to who.
I mean, we've kept everything anonymous.
Yeah.
We're going to share what came through, and we're going to shed some light, I guess, on, I don't think I'm going to put this right.
You know what? I think it's just bringing awareness to the fact that there's humans behind businesses. We're not.
Well put.
Yeah, we're not like these
unicorns
or like magical mystical beings that aren't humans.
And
we don't sit behind a screen with a crystal ball. Are you having the same visual as me right now? Lots of purple.
I love that image.
Yeah,
we're not. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to just like put all of these out there and just give some perspective because like Demi said, we all are human. And sometimes it's important to bring this stuff to light, I guess. So anyway.
Oh, sure.
That's all we're doing.
Let's do it.
Okay. I'm just going to pull a random one off the list and we're going to just like run with it. So the first one on the list, a pet peeve that was submitted is, or not really a pet peeve, but just a reflection, is not everything is a sign. Not everything is a sign.
Do you know, I've actually gotten someone messaging me. I can't remember how long ago it was, but they said, oh, my kid just pulled a plate off the bench and it crushed everywhere. What does it mean? And I'm like, that your kid pulled a plate off the bench? Like what am I meant to do with that? Like what?
Yeah.
It just happened. It is what it is. You clean it up, you put it in the bin and you get on with it.
I just saw someone Googling like plate breaking spiritual meaning.
Yeah.
I've had a bird just flew into my window, into my door. The glass doors.
Yeah.
What does it mean? And I actually responded, probably that you cleaned it really well.
I love the way Ness responds to things in general. Like it's always just witty.
Well, no, really. If you're gonna start to, I think that honestly, if you're gonna start to look deeper into the meaning of everything, you're actually going to lose perspective as to who you are and the life that you're living.
You'll be like you're gonna be living in a world of what does this mean? What does this mean? Yeah. And then you're not actually being in the moment.
Well, sometimes things just exist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is what it is.
Sometimes things just happen to keep your day interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes just little glitches in the matrix occur or
not everything has to be so layered or doesn't have to have like some deep meaning.
Yeah, like look, if you're getting synchronicities constantly occurring over and over and over again, and there are messages that you are being pointed toward, if your subconscious is trying to guide you somewhere, they're going to make it known one way or another. But little things that are happening that just occur randomly, you don't have to give meaning to everything.
Yeah. I think the question that you need to ask yourself is, are you trying to create meaning out of nothing?
Yeah.
Or are you allowing yourself to receive the communication that's being sent towards you? Because sometimes, like, if I'm looking at this blood orange in front of me and I'm looking at and if I didn't know it was a blood orange and I'm like, oh my God, there's red and orange. Like, what does the red mean? Like, why is there red in, okay, quick, red symbolism in oranges.
Sound like my freaking year 12 English teacher.
Oh my God.
Well, I was an English teacher. So.
Oh, Jesus. So,
but do you know what I mean? Like, are we just trying to create meaning or place meaning onto things to to allow us to better understand our experience. Like, we don't need to search for this shit.
Or are you just looking for validation of something that you yeah. want to exist already?
Yeah. I was literally yeah. just about to say that. Like, if you're wanting a particular sign, what is it that you are, like, looking, like,
yeah,
what... Actually, you just worded it better than me. So, yeah, ditto.
Like, if you don't...
what she said.
If there's something that you're looking for, you don't need a sign to validate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go for it. It already exists.
Mm. You already know.
That's it.
And stop asking for a fucking signier sign, would you?
Yeah. Amazing.
Like, your angels are up there like fucking like, we've given her all that she's asked for in
this
terms of a sign.
This bitch keeps asking.
Yeah.
She's not listening.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going down the list. Do you have anything to add?
Okay. Go for it.
All right. So a red flag that has popped up is when there are particular people that might be sharing certain things or business owners that say there is only one way to do things. This is the way that you... Crystals have to be put out under the full moon in order to be cleansed. You have to do da 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 in order to heal.
You can only manifest at the exact time of a new moon. That is it.
You know what? Never more.
If that's their belief, like, cool, but
you're limiting yourself.
Well, firstly, you're limiting yourself, but also you like, just because someone else believes something to be true, it doesn't mean that you yes. need to take that as Bible.
Use yeah. your own discernment.
Oh, man. I get so many DMs. Hey, I heard that this particular psychic said that you have to do this way. Like,
yeah.
I missed the time. Is this still going to work?
If it still counts.
Bro.
Or am I meant to put my crystals out today? Or what should I do? Do whatever you want to do.
Does it feel
good
for you to put them out? Then put them out.
Yeah.
Once again, external validation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think also that... For me, I feel like it is a red flag when people are telling you that there's only one way of doing things, because that's then not allowing, like, there's no acknowledgement in the fact that we're all different. We all have our own wisdoms that we've carried from our previous lives. We all have our, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, sure.
Stop putting us into a box.
Yeah. But you know what that is as well? You know what? That really gives me cult vibes. That gives me the fucking cult vibes. Like, listen to me. You will succeed with me. Follow me.
It
I am
way.
Jesus. Like, that is literally the vibe that it gives me. Nobody in this community should be put up on a pedestal.
No.
Absolutely fucking nobody. We are all equal. Mm. Every single one of us. Whether you're starting out on your journey, whether you're like balls deep into, you know, divine knowledge and wisdom, regardless of where you are, we are all equal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody is higher than anybody else. That, like, that's it. Just because if somebody is telling you that you have to do things a certain way, that, you know, whatever it is, the intention behind that gives me, like, you have to follow me in order to succeed, to feed their ego.
Yeah.
And really, that, like, what is a cult?
Mm. Whenever I've seen or heard of people doing that, I'm like, I wonder what your karma is going to be for that.
Yeah, instantly. Instantly. Like, I personally reflect back on the very, 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 very beginning of, like, readings by Nest days. Like, I'm talking first couple of months. Within that space, my own personal belief was that, you know, I could only manifest around the time of the new moon. That's what I had personally believed in, because that's what I had seen. That's what I'd, like, leaned into. That's what I had learned, that new moons were potent for manifestation. So I was only doing it during that time, thinking that it was going to be most beneficial to me. But the more that I learned, the more I studied and grew and evolved, the more I started to actually understand, well, no, we're in constant creation mode. So you can literally be manifesting. You don't have to go through this full ritual. You don't have to do that. So, like...
But in saying that, the new moons are a potent time
to plant sure.
seeds.
Absolutely. But when you see people that... Like, and I can wholeheartedly admit that back then, when that was my belief, I would say, like, oh, you know, this is the best time to manifest. Well, it's potent, but it's not the best time. But I can also reflect on that and see, okay, well, I've grown and I understand more now. So I can see that I was wrong at that point in time, even though I believed it then. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Which is very different to, like, you have to do things my way.
No, for sure.
But I think I'm sure that you weren't going to and telling people you have to do a new moon ritual tonight.
Oh no, for sure not. Yeah, that's for so sure different. Not.
I think this leads perfectly into another comment that was submitted, is people taking what practitioners say as like Bible without doing any further exploration.
Yeah.
So
can we talk about readings?
Oh. Yeah, we can.
Okay. So when you go to a psychic or a I'm even iffy about using the word psychic because we're all psychic. But let's say like someone who's branded themselves as a psychic medium for a fortune telling reading, right? There are so many timelines. The likelihood is that at that point in time, they were giving you a likely outcome based on the timeline and the vibration you were at the time of your reading, which can change so drastically moment to moment. So if someone, like say if like a medium or a psychic in the past, like that you've had a reading with in the past, has told you something that hasn't come to fruition yet, or that scared you or whatever, just know that it's like the power is within you to create your future. If you've been told something that you didn't necessarily like, you have the power to take action to not
have that outcome.
Like it's not set in stone.
Nothing is set in stone. Then we have free will.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you have the free will of, okay, well, I'm going to continue down this path and potentially align with that outcome, or I can choose to change what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And align with a different outcome.
Yeah. Do you know what I see a lot of? And honestly, I see a lot of people in the space, which I don't see anymore because I've like gone and released so much, but I very often would see people thriving on giving readings to people from a place of fear. So like what I mean by that is, you know, oh, you have so much jealousy in your life, you have so much evil eye in your life, people around you are how do I put it? Like people going into readings, and I've had clients come to me saying, I went to this person for a reading, or I went to another psychic for a reading or whatever, and they've told me that I'm cursed, that, you know, this is happening to me. That
they're using fear as a marketing tactic. Yes,
that's exactly what it is. And it creates this whole sense of reliance on, I need to keep going to psychics so that I can release whatever is blocking me. When in reality, the fact that you believe what you've been told is what is blocking what you want to create, because you're sitting in the fear of, fuck, I'm cursed. And because you believe you're cursed, you are. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like it's a gross marketing. Yeah. It's like, you have the evil eye. Don't worry, I have something for that.
Yeah, literally. Literally. It's to an extent, right? Like I feel like everything is to an extent. If you
discernment again. Yeah. Discernment.
Once again. Yeah. Like if you are finding somebody to be really trustworthy and they are supporting you through whatever you're moving through and actually giving you the tools to move past it, that's very different to, I'm gonna keep you coming back so that you're constantly relying on me.
That I think that's a big one. It's people who are willing to share the way that you on your own can grow or move through or whatever, without having to rely on tools or like services or whatever, like showing you different ways for you to experiment with and figure it out on your own with what works for you. That teaching, that's more valuable than any product or any service that anyone is putting out.
Well, it's true value versus a transaction.
But that's the thing, right? You'll have people go, I'm trying to think of an example. Your in-laws are horrible. They're jealous of you. They don't like you. Somebody going into a reading hearing that is then going to start to feel really tense within their relationship with their in-laws, thinking, oh, they don't like me. Oh, yeah. That's why they're acting this way. That's why. And then that creates tension within that space. Yeah. So then it's, you
which
know.
Which might not have even existed exactly before. Exactly right.
Also, if you think about it, how the fuck does that help anyone?
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't. But people feed into this. This is the issue, right? So many people, and I actually feel like we'll have a few people listening that are like, oh, you know, I've been told that before. I'll go to a reading and I'll ask X, Y, and Z. So many people still live in the space where they are wanting readings to tell them what's happening in their life. Like what for? What for? Why do you need a reading to tell you what's currently happening in your life or what people around you are doing or when things are going to happen?
That is something
like the wanting to tap into other people's energy. That feels gross.
That feels gross.
That's been on my mind to mention just now.
Yeah.
Oh,
the karma related with that as well.
You do not. Would you go, and if you answer yes to this question, like just evaluate things for a second. Would you go and read someone's personal diary? If not, don't go to a fucking reader. A lot of people would. Oh no, don't go. Like going to a reader to get an energy update on another person is a serious invasion of privacy.
Even with the reader, good intention. I feel like also like a reader shouldn't be doing that.
Fuck no.
But even with the, just to clarify, even if it's with good intention, it's still wrong.
Yeah, it's a violation of privacy and just like, I don't know. When I
used to do tarot readings, I had quite a few people ask me, oh, hey, like what's going on with this person? Or I've just started like dating this guy. Does he like me? Or hey, did my ex like cheat on me and things like that? And I'm like,
why do you want to know?
Firstly,
feed the ego.
In this moment, like why? Like maybe people don't understand how big of a boundary that is, but I'm just like, why would you want to invade someone else's privacy? Rather than just have a conversation with someone.
Yeah. Just like give him a text.
But hey, like I really like you. Are we on the same wavelength? Or like, hey, I've noticed that like you've started acting a bit weird towards me. Is everything okay? I cannot understand that.
And also, why do you need to go and pay somebody to tell you? That's my thing. If you're literally willing to give somebody your hard-earned money to find out something about somebody else, that's an issue. That's an issue.
Yeah, none of that feels good.
But also, like, just understand, like, there's karma involved. It's really not worth it.
Nope. I could go on this. I could go on this for such a long time with the things that I've seen. And even with, I'm even reflecting on it, like my personal growth from where I started with readings to where I'm moving into, and I still get a lot of people connecting with me wanting those very like icky readings, which I won't do. I absolutely won't do it. But it's strange that people can't quite comprehend. It's almost like they kind of go, well, what's the point of going to a psychic or to a reader if they're not going to tell you what's going to happen for you? People don't understand what the purpose or what our intention is if we're not there to tell them their future, quote unquote.
But your future's not set in stone, so how does
exactly right? But that's
you could give yourself a fortune telling reading, really. You could,
for sure.
Because the future's not set in stone.
Yeah.
And you create, actually, if anyone's going to give anyone a fortune telling reading, you're the best person to give yourself one.
But that's,
let's be real.
Yeah, that's true. But there's not that understanding or that awareness around it. And there are so many people in this space who still thrive off of that because it's like, well, this is how I can make a quick buck. And I know that that's like very ugh for me to say, but it's true.
But that there's a lot of truth.
It's very
that.
True. So if you're going to somebody who is giving you those kind of readings or giving you that kind of energy exchange, and it's coming from a space of, let me tell you what's going on with, like, you know, these people in your life, and let me tell you exactly what's going to happen to you in the next month, and then I'll see you back in a month from now, and we can go from there. If you're going to those people, you need to actually evaluate whether or not you are being scammed. Oh, I was
like,
it's
just,
it's true though. It's true.
And it's people like that give the genuine people in this space such a bad name. Like, these are the people you see on fucking A Current Affair.
Because
come on.
What is so ick about this is those particular practitioners, I don't even know if you can even call them that.
I think we call them people.
The people that choose to do that, they tend to approach and attract
vulnerable
people.
Desperate.
Yeah. Who are experiencing the shit, who are really going through it, and who are kind of at the last sort of like they
hanging by a thread.
Yeah. And that's honestly, there's nothing nice about it. It's fucking gross. It's gross that it's poaching.
Yeah. And as a reflection, if you're listening to this and kind of going, oh fuck, I'm desperate, I need somebody to help me, I can guarantee you'd probably be willing to go to anybody who's going to tell you whatever it is that you need to hear, and you'd more than likely believe it. That's the type of energy that people will feed off of.
You know what? When it comes to choosing people to work with, I think it's really important. It can never be like a quick – it shouldn't be a quick choice. If you are choosing to work through the things that are surfacing from within – shadows, your joys, whatever it is, your experiences, you want to work with someone, you should be really looking into this person over a long period of time. How do you feel when they're sharing how they're sharing? Does it feel good to you? Do you resonate with what's being shared? Do you connect with their energy? Do you really respond well to whatever it is? Like
how they communicate.
Spend time actually feeling into that particular person and make that decision and judgment yourself. I think we can rely on what other people or who other people recommend or like who's most like popular and who's gone viral, like I don't know, whatever. But when it's that personal, you have to really be...
It needs to be an intentional process.
It has to be intentional because you're then trusting them. What you're doing is you're opening yourself up and you're trusting that person with things that are like life shifting to you.
Yeah. Imagine trusting your energy with the wrong person and then ending up like not where you wanted to be.
Oh my God. Well, like
you know how I see it? It's like, would you go and give just about anyone the keys to your house?
No. Yeah, that's a really good one.
So why would you go to just about anyone to give you a reading or some sort of support? Like
hypnotherapy, timeline therapy, like anything. Reiki, like whatever. Like,
Once again, that comes down to desperation. Yeah. And if you're sitting in that energy of desperation, more than likely you're not going to be attracting the right people.
Yeah.
All right, move on before we
keep on rambling about this.
Okay. People thinking that because you work with energy, as soon as they begin conversation with you, you're tapping into theirs and you're able to like give them very specific direct advice.
I've gotten this so many times at like in-person things. Like in person, you read tarot. Oh, what do you think about this and that has happened? And what do you feel about my energy?
Oh my God.
And I'm like just in my head thinking that you're annoying.
Oh my God. The fact that people can be so open, like I'm just thinking about my DMs.
I don't get this about energy. I get it about periods, but like I low-key love the period question.
Yeah.
But also boundaries.
Yeah.
Boundaries. Nah.
Yeah. Do you know what? Coming from the point of view of somebody who constantly gets people dumping their life problems onto me with no warning whatsoever.
Yeah, that's really shitty.
It is not okay. Like don't do it. It's shit. It's like... That would literally be the equivalent of somebody like going up to a stranger on the street and blurting out your life issues and then saying, can you help me?
Do you know what that...
Not okay.
Do you know how this would make sense if I was listening to this? Is think of a time where someone dumped something really, really heavy on you and you felt like your whole body start to drain and you started to feel that sadness or that anxiousness or that... fear, whatever it was, I know that you've felt something like that before, because we all have. Yeah. We've all had someone dump something on us and we felt our energy completely shift. Yeah. Now imagine that that was a complete stranger that's done that to you. How is that fair?
Yeah.
They have not asked if you have capacity. They have not asked if you had space. Yeah. If that's a service that they're offering, they haven't paid for that that service to have that support or space held. How is that fair?
Yeah. I'll give an example, right? Because I feel like this is going to hit for a lot of people. I had, and this was like a while ago. This was, I can't even tell you how many years ago now. But I literally had somebody DM me to say, like, hey, I've just had a miscarriage. I thought X, Y, and Z, and like really go balls deep into what they were feeling, their pain. Please help me. I need help. I need support, blah, blah, blah. I'd miscarried a week before that, and I was moving through my own shit. No warning, no explanation, no nothing.
Yeah.
But it was like, here are all my issues. And in that moment, I was literally just like, how dare you? Like, what the fuck? It, like, people don't have that awareness. I think, once again, that comes down to people forgetting that we're humans behind a screen, right? You don't know what somebody is going through before you speak to them. You've got no idea. You, like, just because you see somebody show up on social media, it doesn't mean that you have access to them. It doesn't mean that you know who they are. Like, it doesn't mean you know what they're moving through in their own lives.
And in saying that as well, just because someone might have a bit more knowledge than you in a specific area, like let's say like healing modalities or whatever, it doesn't mean that they're constantly available to be helping absolutely anyone and everyone that feels like, quote unquote, they need them.
Nah.
Like we're all human here.
Yeah. And then the other thing is like having people show up and kind of saying, oh, you know, what are you picking up on with me? What energy are you picking up on with me? Absolutely nothing, because I'm a human more, like before anything else, and I'm choosing to not lean into your energy.
Like I'm just trying to vibe out over here.
Yeah.
that's a pet peeve of mine. You've triggered it. A pet peeve of mine is when people reach out and they ask very, very specific questions or ask for very, very specific guidance.
Asking for a friend.
But it's actually a service that you offer, and it's like, do you not value the energetic exchange that would be going into me than spending X amount of time in this communication back and forth? That's really frustrating because it's like, behind the scenes, we put in, as business owners, we're putting in so much work into what we share, and like literally there's a lot that we share. There's a lot that we share on different platforms, in different ways. We're constantly sharing. And then that time that it takes to share, we give that freely, right? But then when it comes to our services, what allows us to then put food on the table, why is that not valued?
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't get it.
No, me neither.
I really don't get it because, I don't get it. I'm getting fired up. I don't know if it's because I'm sitting in the sun, but like.
You have been sitting in the sun for a long time.
I hope
so. So I think the fact that you're like, you're fired up now just reflects.
I'm just very hot.
No, I think that you've been sitting in the sun this whole time, but you're only just getting fired up.
Yeah.
So I think it's this.
But it is very valid. But it's just
like,
true.
Why? Like, how? I just don't get it. Anyway, I'm going to leave it at that because it's very true. Ranting.
I just hear people say, oh, I can't afford it. That's what I hear people say. I can't afford it, but I'm going to try.
Many free resources. Yeah.
There's
so cool.
many free resources. Yeah. And, oh, I can't.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I can't. Next. Okay. So a lot of these we've kind of covered because we've been rambling. Oh, this one is low-key bitchiness. In the space.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I can't remember.
I don't remember what that was like in regards to.
Do you know what it is? It's people in the community or in the space who they tend to like be the preachers of quote unquote love and light.
I can't with that.
they tend to preach, you know, love and light and all these.
No offense. Things.
Oh, spiritual bypassing. That's what it was.
Spiritual bypassing. Yeah. Okay.
But then, you know, when it comes to the community, they're once again, their way is the right way sort of thing.
Which we've covered.
We've covered. I'm reading through the list, and honestly, majority of this we've covered through our. So I mean, even that in itself is interesting. The fact that we've asked multiple people,
and they all have the same responses,
and all of the responses overlap.
Yeah, but we also have our own experiences in everything that they've shared as well.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Like so much comes through that crosses over. So it shows it's not just us. It's happening to so many people in the space.
Do you know what I love? So we've spoken at our events or in our workshops about asking people if they have capacity to speak or to share or whatever, to hold space. And I've noticed lately that a few people who have attended these or who've listened or who whatever – have actually started the conversation with, hey, do you have capacity to?
I love that.
And I'm like, you know what? I absolutely do, because you asked that, because you asked before jumping across a boundary. I think it's important that we start to think about how we're approaching people. If we want to reach out and get help and guidance and whatever, that's awesome. Like celebrating that. First of all, look into the people that you're reaching out to, but also think about the way you're approaching them. If they've made it really clear that they prefer email-based communication only, don't DM them. If they've made it really clear that they don't hang out in their DMs, stop messaging them and asking specific things. Like it's you're actually pushing past a boundary. It's not cool. Like,
also, if you want specific one-to-one guidance,
book in a session.
Book their sessions.
Value that person.
Value them and their energetic exchange. Had enough.
Oh, do you know one other thing is this isn't us trying to like roast everyone. It's genuinely wanting to bring Ness is laughing like, oh, I don't know. Wanting to bring awareness so that you understand what goes on behind the scenes of like a quote unquote spiritual business, because it's a lot. Like what Daniela said before, we've got like a lot of people who have like online presence, have a lot of free resources. Yeah. So it can get a little bit frustrating when boundaries are being crossed or people like message you with a basic question that you have so much free content around. Like, for example, how do I manifest? It's like, we've got so much free content on that on our page. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I need support. Come to a free circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do them monthly.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're ready and if you feel like it is the time to sit one-on-one with that person, then you'll do that.
Mm.
But in the meantime, there are heaps of resources from so many different people. And this is, I think, the reason why we're getting so like fiery about this is because this is a collective response, right?
It's not just us.
We're not just sitting here having a bitch, like literally.
So many people
feeling the same, and the frustration is coming up because it is that collective experience and it needs to be brought to light so that we can just be more mindful.
Not only that, it can become really disheartening when you're on the receiving end of it and you're feeling like, you know, your point isn't getting across, your messages, your intentions aren't being seen clearly, and it kind of gets to the point of like, well, what am I doing wrong, or do I need to take a step back from this? Mm. And then that's when you see the people in these businesses start to burn out and start to kind of step back from the space. And we need more people in this space.
Yeah, we really do.
We need more people in this space. We need more advocates for love.
We need more people like you to start to share the gifts that you have, because we all have our own. We do. We all have our own unique offerings and knowledge and wisdoms and, you know.
I'm laughing because I'm just like watching people go like, me?
Yeah, you.
Yes, you.
You, yes.
Yeah.
You have so much to offer, and sometimes we rely on other people so much that we forget that we ourselves – We have so much to give.
People in this space who are legitimate do not compete with each other. We're here to support and uplift each other, and we want everyone to bring themselves into this space to do what we came here to do for the collective.
Mm.
And if you're seeing people that are turning this space into a competition, maybe they're the, or a cult, maybe they're not the not quite the type of people that are aligned.
Yeah.
Look for the ones that are going to support you.
I think like the most important thing is that like ultimately you have all of the wisdom it is that you need for yourself, if that makes sense. If you feel called to like get support from other people, cool. But other people aren't going to like unlock this thing within you. Like you have all the wisdom, so treat yourself like you do.
Mm-hmm.
And show up and ask others for support in a way that honors boundaries.
Yeah. And I'm underlining like in this pretend text that's in front of me, underlining support. They're there to support and guide. They are not there to give you a blueprint and a step-by-step way to do things. And if they are, red flag.
Yeah. And you shouldn't be wanting a step-by-step either, because a lot of people actually ask for that. Mm. And that's not okay either. You need to be doing things in your own way.
Yeah, because we're all on a unique journey.
Without having to replicate what other people are doing.
Yeah.
On that note.
Bye.
Wait, make
no, I
something.
Think it's the wrong, it's the other button.
Bro, it's been a year.
No, it's, yep.
I don't know what's wrong with me today. Yeah, this is the Bluetooth. Oh no, that's it.
Yeah. What does that do?
I don't fucking know, actually.
It sounds like it does something.
It's going up.
No, this is the volume.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye, bye, bye.
See ya.
That's so loud.
I like it, leave it. Put it louder.
We're so unprofessional, guys.
We are unprofessional, but it's fine.
What is professional?